A Kansas program addresses the lack of health care options in rural communities today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Much of rural America offers two health care options, little and none. But a relatively new initiative in some rural areas of Kansas offers folks help with health care. Tara Solomon Smith works with Kansas Extension to coordinate a community health worker project in four southeastern Kansas counties.
That's a prime example of keeping care close to home. They don't have any medical facilities. They have a senior center, but really no health care within 30 minutes, honestly, is the closest. So they have a deep desire to stay in their rural community, and having that community health worker, a trusted individual that can meet them where they're at and see their needs and connect them to health and community services.
Solomon Smith says the service involves managing chronic conditions like high blood pressure and stress, but a lot of it involves just sharing information.
The healthcare worker provides outreach, education, and that link to healthcare community services. They work with the individual and really empower that individual to set goals for themselves around their healthcare and well-being and help them work towards those goals.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.